Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 48, found in Grade 4, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over question 48 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State educators and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 71 in Part 2 of the Grade 4 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 48. In this question, the student is asked to find the number of paintbrushes in a box and to find the number of boxes that were opened. Please note that a show your work area is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 3. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response is the work shown for 8 times 12 equals 96, which is the answer for how many paintbrushes are in a box. Any other valid process used to arrive at that answer would also be acceptable. Also, the answer for the number of boxes that were opened is 3. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 73. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 3. In this response, the student has provided the correct answers and has shown the appropriate work. Let's look at the second guide paper, which is also a score point 3. This response also provides 2 correct answers and shows the correct work. Next is the third guide paper, our first example of a score point 2. The first answer of 96 paintbrushes is correct, and a sound mathematical procedure is demonstrated. However, the second answer of 4 boxes is incorrect. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, another score point 2, we find that the work shown for the first answer is acceptable, but the work contains a calculation error that leads to an incorrect answer. The second answer, however, is correct. Let's review the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 1. In this response, a sound mathematical procedure is demonstrated for the first answer. However, a calculation error results in an incorrect answer. The second answer is also incorrect. This response demonstrates the student has a limited understanding of the task. Next, we have the sixth guide paper, and it is a score point 1. Like the previous paper, this student demonstrates a sound mathematical procedure, but a calculation error in the work shown leads to an incorrect first answer. The second answer of 2 boxes is also incorrect. The seventh and final guide paper is a score point 0. This response includes no correct information and shows no appropriate work. Please take a moment to review these 7 guide papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 48, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the three-point rubric. So please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the five practice set papers for question 48. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 86. In this response, both answers are correct and the appropriate work is shown. Therefore, this response earns a score of 3. Next, we have Practice Set 87. Both answers provided are incorrect, but the mathematical procedure is sound, although it includes a calculation error. This response only receives a score of 1. Moving on to Practice Set 88, we find the student has used a sound mathematical procedure to arrive at the correct answer of 96 paintbrushes. However, the second answer of 10 boxes is incorrect. Therefore, this response receives a score of 2. Next is Practice Set 89, an incorrect response. No accurate information is provided in this paper, so it receives a score of 0. The last practice set for this question is Practice Set 90. A valid grouping procedure is shown, but both answers are incorrect. This response demonstrates a limited understanding of the task and receives a score of 1. If you are unclear why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.